Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What were you up at 2 a.m. too? What's brought the Pittsburgh Pirates into your head?
No, because I was going through Bump It or Dump It, and that was still in there.
Oh, okay.
And I left it in there purposely because I wanted to. We asked that when you were gone. I said, I wonder what Damian thinks about this.
You want to do Bump It or Dump It right now, or do you want to talk about your baseball team?
Dump them.
No. Well.
No, well, I can't do that. Well, but that was tough.
Both of our teams are. Like, what is, oh, I know what, I had gone to Twitter for a second, and I couldn't remember what I was going to look at, and it just dawned on me. I was going to look at Chris Biederman's tweet last night. A's attendance, 8,487. It's their smallest home crowd to date, coming during a 1-18 stretch.
Come on, man. Come on.
I spent 4 days. I spent 4 days in Las Vegas. You know how much talk there was about the A's out there?
Zero, huh?
None. Katie goes, hey, how come all these casinos move like this? This Tropicana here. I was like, oh, yeah, this is allegedly where the stadium is going. Really? So we're looking around. Sign?
Nothing that says
A's. A logo?
They didn't have nothing that says, like, A's coming to.
There's nothing there.
I'm not going to put a sign out here if you're not going to pay me yet.
That's there is nothing there.
That's a good point.
This, I don't know how long the A's are going to play in Sacramento. I don't know if it's 1 year, 4 years, whatever. This team is not going to Las Vegas.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
This team is absolutely not going to Las Vegas.
They need to commit to Sacramento. Just commit.
You've got an expansion, or not expansion, moving a team where no money's just been exchanged yet.
No.
Whether it be an expansion fee or whatever they call it for the owners, this and that, or money for the stadium you're supposedly building
that,
there.
That's the thing that they're looking for, and this is what I understand why people in Oakland are frustrated with this one, because Major League Baseball has just streamlined everything. No relocation fee, no nothing. Just all Fisher has to do is get the stadium done, and he can't do it. He can't do it. Major League Baseball has turned a blind eye to everything. Everything happened. All you have to do is get the stadium done.
It seems like they just desperately wanted a team in Vegas, and they just ignored everything else, and even the guy who they're working with, too.
Well, you mean Major League Baseball?
Yeah, like, we want a team in Vegas. John Fisher is the perfect guy who just hates where he's at.
Well,
go to Vegas, blah, blah, blah. We'll streamline this all, and it's just. You forgot who you were dealing with as well.
The thing about it, from what I've heard, is they just want this over. They want this over because once this is done, they can get to expansion. They can't get to expansion until this A's thing is done. So they just go to Vegas, settle it, or stay in Oakland, do whatever you're doing, settle it, so we can get to expansion and we can get our $50 million a piece or something like that.
I don't know how this works. I don't know what the proper terminology is, but this is the ultimate grounds for firing, overthrowing, removing Rob Manfred.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's already saying he's leaving. He's already said he's leaving in like 4 years.
I'm talking about immediately.
I know.
I'm sorry. Who's this isn't going it? Through. all of those owners that aren't getting $50 million or whatever the fee is, expansion fee.
Well, you're right. And they're trying to, hey, just get this done so we can move on to expansion.
Rob Manfred, and I don't think we discussed this. We discussed it privately. I don't know that it ever hit the air because I don't know how the timing went. Mm-hmm. Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball are absolute trash for what they did to Pete Rose. It's not surprising. I think we all knew that it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But to reinstate him this close to his death was just gross. And then to have the nerve for Rob Manfred's arrogant ass to have the nerve to say, it's long overdue.
Come on.
Bitch, man. You were the one in charge of this.
That's crazy.
Look, I'm not trying to paint Pete Rose as a saint or, you know, some sort of victim here. But this whole Pete Rose thing, that's all. It's exactly what it was. It's a perfect phrasing for it. It was just absurd. And what they did to him after his death was insanely disrespectful.
I agree.
To his family, to his legacy, to me, it's more disrespectful than anything he ever did to Major League Baseball.
I agree. Yeah. Rob Manfred is awful. Like he is awful. I feel the same way. I'll take that awful commissioner. And if you said Major League Baseball coming to Sacramento permanently, I'll take it. But I'm not going to act like he's not awful. He stinks.
Yeah.
He is garbage as a commissioner.
Absolutely terrible.
He is horrible. So, yeah, A's lost again last night. All bad.
I don't know how many games they're going to win. Like, how in the world did they win so many games to start the year?
No idea. One for your last 19 is
crazy.
Insane.
This is their worst stretch since like 1943 or 47. Goodness, one of the 40s. Gracious.
That is awful. And then you got the Giants, who they're one of their last 19 at the plate. They can't hit to save their life. Elio Ramos gets a 2-run home run last night. Look like we cooking, you know, another great performance on the mound from the starters and the bullpen. And my guy, Camilo Duvall, that's my guy. He gets the closing role back. Bob Melvin gets it back to him after going with closer by committee. And the first time back as the closer, I think his first time, might have had a save in Miami, but at least the first time back in Oracle Park, he blows the 2-run lead in the 9th inning. Giants end up losing 3-2-10. That's a day after they lost 1-0 in 10 innings the night before to the Padres. And these are big-time games.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Padres that you're trying to work and you're trying to compete with in the NFL West.
Yep.
I don't want to say it's like disastrous, because if you find a way to get these next two and you split a 4-game series with the Padres, it's not the worst thing in the world. You got the Braves coming up, though, and you got the Dodgers coming up as well. This is a dangerous stretch for this Giants team.
Can you walk me through this real quick? I'm gonna go back. The teams don't matter. The wins and losses don't even matter. 1-1-3-2-0-4-0-2. I know you know what that is.
By the run totals the last week or so. And they're going up there with the wet Sunday paper.
They got a lot of
the wet noodle. That's what they're going to the plate with.
You really are an old man today.
wild analogy. They're going up there with the wet Sacramento Bee.
You got that, and then Dapper. He said today.
I didn't say Dapper today, did I?
No, you did, bro.
What was I talking about?
We were talking about the suits and coaching. And like, suits. Yeah, it looks dapper. Yeah. Like, who says dapper?
I don't know, though.
Big hater of coaches and suits and sneakers, too, which
well,
is
dude,
exactly.
Well, it does look dapper.
It's exactly what dapper. I'm going to wear on ABC 10 tomorrow, postgame.
But, yeah, they can't. I mean, they can't hit to save their lives. I'm watching the game last
So what
night.
Happened?
I mean, Lamont Wade, he just got designated for assignment. His tenure as a Giant is over. He couldn't hit.
Are they down or were they up? Like, when the season started, were they a little over their head or are they just down right now?
Can I say both? I don't think these guys are this bad of hitters, but I don't think they were what they, you know, when they were, Wilmer Flores is actually doing fine, but he was led the league in RBIs for a minute. It's like, all right, let's settle down. That's not going to happen the whole year. You're not even going to be top 10 in RBIs for the whole year. So a little bit above their head. I'm watching the game last night, and I said, man, Encarnacion at the plate, Fitzgerald at the plate, Bailey at the plate. And I'm like, it made me take a moment and say, Buster has done well so far, but there's still a lot that he's got to undo with this Giants roster and the makeup of the farm system. So,
okay.
While we
this
thought,
is Buster's first year?
Yeah. So while we thought, oh, Buster's here, everything changed. A lot of things have changed, but not everything. We still got to throw Yaz out there, out in right field. I mean, we're just, my man needs a little bit more time because what that guy, Farhan, did.
He's damn like near Josh set everybody. McDaniels. You gotta rid yourself of the stink.
That's exactly who he is. So,
can we call him Busta when he gets good? Busta Posey instead of Buster Posey.
You could. I just call him Franchise. That's what he was. He's a franchise. 2-8. That's what you say. 2-8. Even though they need to retire that soon. 2-8.
I thought we didn't retire numbers.
Oh yeah, they retired numbers.
No. I thought you didn't like retired numbers.
I mean, I don't, for people, Cornbread Maxwell doesn't need his
you
jersey.
You keep doing right? that, man. Yeah. Like, what's your issue?
What did he do to you? What did he do to you?
What Cornbread was he, 31? Maxwell? Somebody could be wearing 31 right now.
What did Cornbread Maxwell
Peyton
do to you?
Peyton Pritchard could be wearing 31. Come on.
Peyton Pritchard's fine with his number. We're going to retire that, too.
How do you know? How do you know he's fine? Maybe he wanted to wear 31, but he couldn't because Cornbread Maxwell was retired.
No one's ever wanted to wear 31. There's no cool 31s, really, is there? Off the top of my head. Reggie Miller. Is Reggie cool? Sean Marion.
Reggie's cool.
Well, Sean is.
Yeah, Kyle says 49ers legend, Dolphins legend too, Raheem Mostert.
Oh, shout out Raheem Mostert. We should have won a Super Bowl with him. He was dominant in that NFC Championship game. Absolute. Kyle, what was it, 200-plus yards rushing? I think it was. Damn.
Let me run down all of Cornbread Maxwell's accolades, okay? We're going to go through all of these.
Okay.
Sit back.
Yep.
Two-time NBA champ.
That's not even a personal achievement, but go ahead.
That's what Basketball Reference says. 1980-1981 Finals MVP.
That was suspect. No, that really was.
That's it.
Cornbread Maxwell, in his 8 years for the Boston Celtics, averaged 13.7 points per game.
Come on, man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on. And look, no disrespect. Sorry, Kyle, but that's what I was thinking of when they retired Iguodala's number. Now, look, that's not my business. I'm not a Warriors fan. You do what you need to do for your organization. But we retire in nine? We're retiring nine? That's why you need a ring of honor, okay? A Ring of Honor, acknowledge his contributions. That's fine. We're retiring nine?
Andre Iguodala also played 8 years for the Golden State Warriors. Averaged 6.9 points per game and started 84 of the 452 games that he played.
Like I said, it's not also
mysteriously won the finals MVP 1 year.
You guys pissed off Kyle. Good job. He's heading into the studio right now to be
right.
To both of you.
We'll be back. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. To set us straight.
Speaking of, I saw something yesterday, and I don't want to tease the young fella because I respect it, man. I respect it. And who am I to be like, yo, you're crazy or you're doing too much? Who am I? Did you see your boy Pods?
I saw Pods did a podcast, yeah.
Pods said he want to play on the Olympic team in 2028.
Oh, don't do that. That's okay.
That's what I said. That's I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Your Pods, bro.
No. So the
Pods.
The man can't have a goal?
We got a World Cup that's got your name on
it. Well, that might be true, but the man can't have a goal?
That's a dream, not a goal.
So let's see.
He'd play over Jason Tatum.
Well, we know that to be true.
Hey, get him out. What is he still doing here?
He said, get him out. this sounds a little disrespectful. I'm not trying to be, but if Jake LaRavia was like, I'm trying to play on the Olympic team.
Pods is better than Jake LaRavia. Stop.
I'm not trying to
same
diss
family.
The man.
But you know what?
I'm not trying to diss the man.
Hey, all right, Jay,
shoot for
stuff off.
Shoot for the stars.
There's nothing wrong with that. I saw that. I think I saw it this morning, that podcast. I was like, I think someone's going to hate on this. I'm just not sure who it's going to be.
That's me.
It was both of you.
I didn't hate on it.
I feel like you did.
Kenny was trying to be nice. You brought it up
with the intention of making fun of
me. No, I preface it by saying,
you can't even say it with a straight face.
I said, look.
Look at yourself. You can't even say it without laughing.
The young fellas out here, you know, having confidence. I have no problem with that. Remember I told you the Warriors lost like a regular season game. They said Pods went to the podium. It was like, yeah, it's on me. I'm going to be better. You know, I got to be better for my guys. You know, it's on me. Like, all right, buddy.
We can call it what it is, bro. Like, all
right, buddy.
Pods probably wants to win MVP one day, too.
They said,
well, what do you want Pods to do? Be like, man, I suck. Like, I'm just.
No, like I said,
I'm
we got
here
a,
for vibes.
We got a World Cup that's got your name on it. I want to make the World Cup.
They said Pods went up there like he was prime Clay at the podium. Like, all right, man.
Hey, Pons heard his name in some trade rumors and has not been the same since.
I can't even hate on Pons's enthusiasm to be great, though. I really can. I love it.
Happy birthday, Pons.
Shout out. Is his birthday today?
It's not his birthday.
Oh.
Just read the chat.
What? It's not Pons's. All right, man.
Wait, what? What happened?
Who's wishing Pods a happy birthday?
What happened?
Pods' birthday is February 25th.
Oh, wait. I think that did happen. Now that I remember it. Jesse, do you remember this?
I think it got deleted, but yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Yo, hey, did you see that really happened?
What happened?
You see the chat Zabo talking about? They did.
Oh.
The hell is this?
I didn't know that.
I think that did happen. I remember that vaguely.
Come on,
man.
Zabo says we started the show with it.
So, look, for the radio audience, I don't care. We'll say 1140 wish Pods a happy birthday, like in his last birthday. What are you doing? He's not from here.
They're celebrating Pods. The big Pods guys over there. They got the Pod show coming.
Oh, man. Shout out Pods, man. Hey, I hope you achieve all your dreams, Pods. Real talk.
I don't have no problem with what Pod said. Let the man live.
Can you imagine Pods on the Olympic team in 2028?
Oh, man.
Man.
getting our ass kicked. Oh,
brother.
Well, I mean, he could wind up being pretty solid by then.
Would you take Pods on the Kings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would too.
Like, Pods is a good player.
Like if he was part of a DeRozan trade.
A part of, yeah.
If that was the player you got back, like, because I don't expect DeRozan to go to the Warriors, but if it was a three-team deal and the player the Kings got back was Pods.
And that was it?
Yeah. I don't think that's the word. I think
I don't think I would feel great about, like, because that's DeMar, and I do I do think DeMar has maybe a little bit more value than that, but I would have no problem whatsoever with Podzinski playing
here. I actually think Pods is a good ball player. I don't know. Sometimes
he's a good ball player, just not Olympia.
Yeah, well, there's that. You're right.
He's a great basketball player.
You're right. Yeah.
Sorry, Pods.
No, sorry, Pods.
I guess happy birthday. I don't know. I get the reference now.
Hey, did you want a quick bumper to dump? I've been waiting for a couple days.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Hit the music. Yeah, thank you.
AC said, you want a quick bump it?
Well, no, I've been waiting for this one. Tony Allen on Cooper Flagg. Mm-mm. I'm seeing Andre Kirilenko, bro.
Was that it?
That's the headline. Bump it or dump it.
Yeah, you've been waiting for it. Go ahead, bump it.
Quote, I ain't seeing Kevin Durant. I'm just not seeing all that. I'm seeing Andre Kirilenko, bro. Kirilenko, who Allen compared Flagg to, made an all-star team in 2004 and was a first-team all-defensive selection in 2006. He's going to be a one-time all-star. I don't see it. I'm just not hyped about on these Duke kids. Look at a couple that came out besides Jason Tatum, end quote. Does he have a point? I think this is a new era of Duke, too, by the way.
That it's what?
A new era of Duke basketball. Like, coach. Sure. Like maybe if Coach K was there, I'd be like, yeah, he doesn't. Shire's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's an NBA player, one of the elite defenders of his time.
That would be a disappointment,
never
though, right?
Watched. Yeah. You rigged the lottery for nothing if he's Andre Kirilenko.
Oh, yeah. Silver said he was. Do you see what Silver said today? He said a couple things.
I saw a couple of them.
But he was like, yeah, I applaud the Mavericks for not tanking. They knew they were getting the number one pick. That's why they didn't tank. What are you talking about, Adam? Why are you on this show anyway? He's on some New York show.
Also, real quick, Tony Allen, here's a developmental contract for D'Lo and KC.
Right. Yeah, to answer your question, that'd be a disappointment.
Yeah.
That'd be an absolute disappointment. Yeah. You got any more? Or was that the end?
Yeah, no, I got some more.
Okay, let's go.
Terry Bradshaw.
James Hamm coming up at 3:00, by the way.
Terry Bradshaw calls Steelers' pursuit of Aaron Rodgers a joke.
This was
how
funny.
Old are these bump it or dump it?
This was like Friday.
Are you sure? Like two Fridays ago?
No. Me and James Hamm talked about this one on one of the insiders.
Really? I saw it on Friday. Because I was going to ask Jesse about it.
Oh. Well, I'm going to say dump it because it's really old, but no, it's a perfectly fair criticism.
I agree. Go ahead. We can dump that one.
Pittsburgh looks stupid, dude.
Yeah, no.
They look absolutely stupid.
They look crazy. Did you happen to see the clip when Joy Taylor got upset with Aaron?
Yeah,
about
what
not going to OTAs.
Joy Taylor, you do.
I thought it might have been a work, and then I listened to the clip and I was like, no, she I don't know what happened. Well,
in defense of Joy, her brain might be preoccupied with other things. Joy's got a lot going on in her life right now.
Joy, he hasn't signed yet. Yeah, he's been busy.
There's a reason ESPN took Shannon Sharp off TV.
Brother. Let's see. MLB TV ratings jump. Fox up 10%. ESPN hits eight-year high.
More ratings talk. Bump it.
The league said Tuesday that each of its national TV partners is posting audience increases so far this season. Among the individual tallies, Fox is up 10% compared to last year. ESPN, despite its intent to walk away 3 years early from its MLB rights, is up 22% for its coverage to a per-game average of 1.74 million, the network's best baseball audience since 2017. Excuse me.
Okay.
Baseball popping. You combine that with the attendance hike that's been going on. Mm-hmm. Baseball popping right now.
Okay. Why?
The A's are in Sacramento.
Well, that's absolutely why.
No, I don't know. They had a really good year last year. I feel mm-hmm. like the playoffs were good. You got the Ohtani year mm-hmm. that had. Mm-hmm.
You got the marquee, probably the most marquee World Series you could mm-hmm. have.
You got a lot of reasons to watch now, too. Like, I might not be the biggest. Like, the Pirates suck, but I'll watch Paul Skenes or mm-hmm. the Mets and Juan Soto. The Yankees, if the Red Sox aren't playing, I'm always tapping in with them to see what the rivals are doing. And like the Dodgers, I was watching Dodgers Mets yesterday, actually, or whatever. It's like there's a lot more reasons to watch than I think before now.
Was that kid the rookie card that we talked about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the same one?
Yeah.
Aldrin Jay's got right here. Like, they just got fun stars now, I feel.
Yeah, MLB popping.
Okay.
They're doing a great job right now. The Pickup featuring WWE star Roman Reigns will premiere on August 6th.
Okay. Bump it.
Prime Video has announced the release date for The Pickup
Video,
a movie that will feature WWE star Roman Reigns in a supporting role. The Pickup, which stars Eddie Murphy, Pete Davidson, Evan Longoria, and Kiki Palmer, will premiere on Wednesday, August 6th. Well,
excuse me for getting my attention.
And one of the quotes is talking about Roman Reigns. He probably shows as much charisma that I've ever seen from a celebrity or non-actor. I think his future in front of the camera will be ridiculous.
I know wrestlers used to take this as an insult, but it is absurd to think that Roman Reigns isn't an actor. Like, that is a huge part of what he does. Yeah, that is a huge part of what those guys do. I get it's not the same thing.
Right.
But that, like, not everybody is, you know, like Hulk Hogan, where he's just this, you know, Hulk Hogan had like no talent. He just had like an incredible level of charisma that translated to fans.
Right.
Most of what other guys did along the way, that was not this. There was a level of acting to it. Mm-hmm. But good for Roman. By the way, on a far more important movie note, though, anytime you mention Eddie Murphy, I'm going to watch it, good or bad.
Facts.
Sinners is out on digital.
I saw that.
What Apple TV.
It was the third or something? It just came out, right?
Yeah, it came out. It might have been yesterday. It might have been a couple days ago.
Yesterday or two days ago, definitely.
I was thinking about that, and when I saw that, and I was like, damn, I might watch that again. I don't really watch movies a second time.
Yeah, that's my...
I might watch that again.
We have a busy weekend ahead, but that's Friday night.
You said it's on Apple TV? Just to watch it?
No, you have to buy it.
I got you.
Yeah. I mean, you could get it. You could buy it on Apple TV or Prime or whatever. Like, it's not available like on Max. You have to purchase it. Mm. But the digital is out there now.
All right.
I feel like that movie was just in theaters.
That's how they come out quicker now. That's how they're doing it now.
And they charge more. So they're smart. You can buy it for $24.99 mm-hmm. or rent it for $19.99. And I think it still is in theaters. Yeah, you might as well pay the extra $5 and own it.
Facts.
And watch it once.
Yeah.
Done it.
I don't think you'd be interested in the Rockies being awful. Last one for today. Dior hands all creative control over to Jonathan Anderson.
Dump it. Did you see?
You want it? Who has Dior's anything around here? Me, Jesse, or you?
Did you see Adam Silver talking about the All-Star game?
I did.
On that same New York show you were talking about. He with absolutely no specific details or any details at all.
Any kind of plan or anything.
Nothing at all. Just said that the All-Star game will feature some form of USA against the world.
Mm-hmm. I'm already out.
So people have been begging for this for years. Mm-hmm. Is this going to work?
There's only one way it works. as if the players care. That's it. Well, any format that you put out there, it only works if they give a damn. Because it wasn't a problem that the stars of the league were playing in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Like that wasn't the issue. It was the fact that they didn't care. So if the stars of the league are just put on different teams now, but they still don't care, it's going to look trash.
But I'm also out on the fact, like, he says some form of world team, the world versus Team USA or whatever. It's like, all right, are we going to get 30-minute commercials between 30-minute breaks or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean some form?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
is it going to
look horrible like last year? Because if it's that, then yeah, I'm completely out. Like, yeah, the players got to play better, but.
That was a killer last year, all the interruptions.
Yeah.
Last year, so.
I'm cool off of a 3v3 Team USA versus World Tournament or whatever.
Yeah, the tournament was a disaster. You got to dump that. Mm. Bump it or dump it, dump that. You got to dump the tournament. That was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's all bad. Like,
do you think they should maybe mess around with this, the old MLB, put home court advantage on the line for East versus West?
Nah. Because what's the incentive for the best record in the league then?
Mm. That's true.
I didn't like when Major League Baseball.
I didn't either. Yeah. And would they do that because the game ended in a tie once?
Yeah.
Is that what happened? And didn't they call it? Didn't they we just need to end
because
it.
All the players left.
Oh.
And then, like, it was a tie, and they had subbed out all the players. And the players that were subbed out left. Like, Bonds and Jeter were notorious. Well, maybe not Jeter, but I know Bonds was notorious where he'd play till the second inning, and he'd be on a plane by the fifth.
Bonds was Goldberg. I'm going to work my match and then get the hell out of here.
That's it. So they.
That's solid working in a Goldberg reference. That's good work right there.
They, so that's what we got to figure out how to make this more meaningful for people to stay or the managers to manage different or something like that. And your boy Bud Selig, that guy, he came up with that bright idea. He did give us the wild card, though. That was a good decision.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. And baseball playoffs used to be prestigious, though.
Now it's just 500 records getting in. I saw if the season ended today the other day. And first round, Giants are in there taking on the Dodgers.
Mm.
Best of three. They'd scored -5 runs. Damn, I can't believe they had that game last night. I was upset about that.
Do you think we ever get to the point where the All-Star game is dumped?
No.
Not the weekend, not the dunk and the three-point and the celebrity and all of that stuff, but the actual game is just dumped.
I don't think so. And I'd be disappointed if we ever got to that.
I don't think we will either. I don't think we will either.
Even if they're just jogging up and down the court, you got to have the game. You got to have the game.
Well, someone's going to pay for it.
There's that.
Whether it's ESPN, NBC, Amazon, whoever the partners are anymore. There's so many. NBA, someone's going to pay for it.
NBA All-Star Game presented by Damian Barling. You got it like that.
I don't even understand. What's that got to do with anything?
You're rich enough to sponsor the NBA All-Star Game. You can outbid all those people. I saw something the other day that said the NBA has like 196 sponsors. I believe
I don't know if I feel like that's high or low.
It feels like it's high.
The league as a whole has 196 sponsors?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I thought I saw.
Man, Kia ain't never letting go of their sponsorship.
No.
Kia and, like, Sprite, they're around forever. Or yeah. Sierra Mist or whatever the
Starry.
Starry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that Kia one ain't never going anywhere.
Now AI says they have 51 marketing partners. But I don't know. I think I've seen two different things on that. But either way, that's a lot, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what you need. James Hamm's going to join us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour.
James was not having it the other day, too, when I was talking about Trey Sabonis.
Oh, that does not surprise me at all.
He still believes in him.
That's one way of putting it.
I mean, as far as building around him,
Domas too, guy.
And once again, I believe in his talent too.
Well, not believe in like Domas as a basketball player, but just the fact that you could still build something around him.
Yeah, I don't know about.
I think you can too. I'm not out on Domas. I'm absolutely not out on him, but I'm not giving him a pass either. Mm-hmm. Like part of what went wrong last year was Domas's fault. But like that wording was bad. Part of Domas bears some of the responsibility for what went wrong last year. Clearly, very, very clearly, there was something between him and De'Aaron. And there was something between him and Mike. And there's going to be a point where I'm going to start asking, who does Domas get along with?
Right. What's the common denominator?
Yeah, like Domas is good with who? And like, I mean, I've seen nothing that leads me to believe Domas is a bad dude or anything like that. Just as a basketball player, I think Domas has a lot to offer. James always talks about building around Domantas Sabonis, getting the right players around Domantas. I don't know what that means or who that is, but I think there are some pretty easy ways to figure out. I think if you need a point guard, obviously, but if you just kind of find a way to spread the talent around throughout the floor a little bit, instead of having it so much dominated in the front court, you might be in a better spot. Maybe if you put Keegan Murray in a better regular position, you might be in a better spot as a basketball team. There are things Domas needs to get better at.
And that's the thing. That's for him to be
just how it is.
For him to be somebody that you build around, he's got to step his game up and improve his game. And I think he's maxed out as a player.
I'm out on
that. Doesn't once again, that don't mean he's bad. That doesn't mean he's
it just
all
means he
NBA.
Can't get better.
Yeah, I think he is at his max.
29 years old.
If you can't put the basketball on the floor and go get me a bucket when I need you to, like, I'm out. I don't think you can build
your team. Yeah, that's not him.
Yeah, I don't think you can build your team around a player like that. Tyrese is 20-8. He's not this 25-point-per-game player or whatever, but when he gets the crunch time, like, Tyrese has the basketball.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that is when Domas is the least likely to touch it.
Yeah, and that does not work. At least if I'm building around you.
Right. And that not to have on the team. We're talking about you, the guy, and we're building around mm-hmm. you. You can't be that.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you can't be that. So, yeah, that's really my hang up. I saw an article from, I forgot. It was one of the NBA writers who was talking about the Kings and said there's no thought of trading Sabonis.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Well, sort of. Sort of. Because there's an important component to that article. It wasn't the Sacramento Kings have no interest in trading Domantas Sabonis. It was Vivek Ranadive mm-hmm. has no interest in trading Domantas Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Brad something, right?
Yeah, Brad Siegel.
That's what I was going to say, right. But I wasn't sure if that was right.
Brett Siegel, I think it was.
If it's, okay. it's Brett Siegel.
Yeah, okay. I don't salute.
I've seen him a couple
yeah,
times.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't know, you know, his connections to the league or if it's just one of those things where it's easy to say stuff about Vivek Ranadive. Mm-hmm. One thing I think we know for sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think Vivek wants to tear this team apart. De'Aaron is gone. And this is where James and Kyle said something yesterday that, like, I understand. Vivek might see trading Domas as triggering a rebuild. We see trading Domas as potentially something different. And it really boils down to what exactly could you get for Domantas Sabonis, the basketball player. I don't know what to think of that report. I don't know the validity of it. But I think you had an epiphany that I don't think lines up with how the Kings feel this offseason.
Well, the other aspect of it is because there was a couple of, I don't know if caveats is the right word for it, but when I talked about trading Domas, number one, I don't think he's as movable as others. And if I am, I'm not trading him to rebuild. I'm trading him essentially to replace him, to replace him as one of the top guys on the roster. So we had mentioned it, like Portland potentially. Jeremy Grant and Anthony Simons for DeMont, I'm not interested. If you're not giving me what I deem as an all-star caliber player in return, because number one, that's where the money matches up. Number two, that's what you guys are saying that you could net. So yeah, I'm going for another all-star caliber player and trying to bring him in, preferably a point guard, because that's what I want. That's how I want to start building my team. But that's when I look at trading Domantas Sabonis, it's not a rebuild. It's to replace and get another star in here. So
I'd be pretty surprised if they traded Sabonis.
I would,
just given the direction that they're taking.
Yeah,
I don't agree with the direction they're taking, but yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if they traded Domas.
Is it? Do we know the direction they're taking?
It's not a rebuild, so they anything other than win. That. Yeah, that's like I get wanting to win.
Oh yeah, who wants that?
Well, no, I get wanting to win, but I don't see anyone can want to win. But it's like, look what's in front of you, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess that's the true disconnect between so many Kings fans. There, people either see this roster as like, this roster is okay. It's not awful.
That's me.
Or they think it's terrible. And I don't know that there's any like, oh, they could work with it. Oh, I think people either feel one way or the other. I don't think anyone thinks the roster is great, by the way. I don't think anyone thinks that.
I see a rebuild as a way to get you back to some type of sustained winning or something where you can really count
on. But when?
You take this year would be bad, but you'd start drafting and kind of start it next year.
Because they have been marvels in the drafting process.
Eventually someone's got to get it right.
Famous last words. More of D'Lo and Casey.
Well, they got somebody that knows what he's doing now.
Well, I certainly hope so. James Hamm at the top of the hour. More Kings talk next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, James Hamm going to join us here at the top of the hour as we prepare for the NBA Finals to get underway tomorrow. Of course, a lot of NBA news happening over the last couple of days. All of which in the coaching circles. Tom Thibodeau out as the coach of the New York Knicks. Jordan Otto in as the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix has a whole host of issues that they got to deal with. Getting their coach in place is obviously the first one. I was just looking at an appearance from Shams Charania on ESPN today. And obviously next order of business now is Kevin Durant. It's kind of a foregone conclusion that Kevin Durant is going to be out of Phoenix. And now you're looking at getting that roster right. Of course, you have the Bradley Beal issue where if you're Phoenix, you want Bradley Beal out of there. If you're Bradley Beal, you have all of the control. So how much better can Phoenix's roster really get? KD is certainly not going to net what it cost Phoenix to get him from Brooklyn. and there's virtually, but it's, I think he could still net you a return. I think he could still net you a very, very good return, especially when you look at some of the teams that might be looking at him or might be looking to acquire him.
Would you trade Carl Anthony Towns for KD?
Would I? Yeah, I think I would. Like, I take a look at that. I take a look at that New York Knicks roster, and I think I would do that. Like, your window, like, if you're the Knicks, you probably tightened up that window a little bit with the firing of Tom Thibodeau. And yeah, like, that's something I'd look at. I don't know what that does for Phoenix, though. Like, maybe that, yeah, I don't know what that does for Phoenix. If you're Cat, Phoenix, Cat yeah.
They need a big man.
You need, yeah, but you, I also think you need other things in return. Because you had no, your salary structure ate up any possibility at depth. Mm-hmm. You have to acquire, forgive this simplistic expression, but you have to acquire more basketball players, like real NBA basketball players.
Yeah,
and not scrap heap guys who are trying to figure out how to play, like with, you know, Book in and out of the lineup, Brad in and out of the lineup, Brad in and out of the starting lineup, you know, Yusuf Nurkic in and out, then he's getting shipped out, a completely unsteady roster. Like, their team, you know, of course, we were focused on our own dysfunction last year. As an NBA fan, the Suns were a mess. Mm. The Suns were an absolute debacle last year.
All year, multiple different stories.
Again, we were focused on our own dirty kitchen.
Yeah.
But from an NBA perspective, they were a circus. The Nurkic and Bud stuff, all of the stuff that went on last year with Mike Budenholzer. Yeah. Man.
So what you're thinking in that situation is maybe not Cat, because you're just replacing one big contract for another one. But if you took like two $20 million contract players back in return, maybe some picks, that should be the way to go.
Yeah, I just worry, like, if you just swap Cat and Kevin Durant, you don't have enough. Mm-hmm. You're just putting in, and now I think you just look at this Phoenix Suns team as Devin Booker's team. You're just putting Devin Booker in a position to fail, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you still, like, you're in such a difficult spot with Bradley Beal.
Do you think there's one team out there for Bradley Beal? Because if I'm Bradley Beal, like, I'm not going to stick around. Like, if they come to me and, like, so-and-so wants to trade for you, cool, I'm out of here then. Because I don't think you want to spend the last few years of your career somewhere where you're not wanted. No?
They tried benching him, and it didn't work.
Yeah, you come to him with a
he
trade rather than benching.
He literally said, F you. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Do what y'all got to do. You cannot play me. Mm-hmm. Not saying he said this, but I'm guessing his agent did. Go ahead, don't play him. You still owe him $50 million. And you're going to fail without playing him. And they did. It didn't exactly succeed when he did play, but still.
Yeah.
I think there is a team out there for Brad. Who? I don't know. But there's a team. Like Bradley Beal, I feel like I fight this battle every year. Bradley Beal does not suck.
Well, I was just about to say, why can't he just stay there? Like, I understand the salary structure and all this other stuff, but you have him. He's not a bum, like you said. He can stay there, play, and help you win games. Like, I don't think that's just, like, crazy talk. In a perfect world, yeah, you'd probably want to have him on the trade.
Does it make more sense with KD gone?
Yeah, and also depending on who you bring back. If you bring back guys that fit a lineup or a roster or a rotation better where, you know, you've got some defenders and you've got a rebounder or a shot blocker or something like that, as opposed to having KD run the small ball five, like, yeah, you could get Bradley Beal in there. The thing that I always worried about when they even made the trade initially is Bell and Booker playing the same spot. Book's a two guard. They tried to, and he tried, bless his heart, to be a point guard, but playing out of position. Like, he's a two guard. Bradley Beal's a two guard.
Yeah.
And unless he's at this point in his career where he maybe plays a little more three in certain occasions, that's always going to be an issue, having those two guys out of position.
Bradley Beal's, he's on an expiring next year if he picks up his player option, which he will, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're better off, like, if you're the Suns, trading that and trying to move forward, I guess, with whatever you can get for him. Just given, yeah.
But you
if
have
he wasn't
to...
on expiring, maybe it's different, but I think you can probably find someone to take that.
Well, it's not finding someone to take it. It's finding someone who he agrees to. He has the one no trade clause in the entire league.
Yeah, the combination of the both. Yeah. Like, both sides. And I don't know where that would be.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's in Phoenix, so he'd probably want to be somewhere. I think this matters. You want to be somewhere warm.
Would Houston make sense?
Houston would make sense.
How old is Brad now? Anyone know off the top of their head? I mean, I'll
say,
look it up.
I'm going to say 32.
31.
31. Yeah, he's 31 years old.
You just looked it up.
Count it. I get why Kenny does that. It's a rush.
Now, now he turns 32 in 24 days.
That's what I was talking about. I said for this next season, he's going to be 32. Count it.
Offset.
Bradley Beal.
Count it.
Feels like they talk about Bradley Beal like he's 36. That's a little different.
They do.
Yeah, I mean, 32 years old. It's just he's a. I mean, you had a guy who in 2019-2020 was averaging 30.5 points per game, 31.3 points per game. Now you're at 23.2, 23.2, 18.2, 17.0. So that's the last, you know, 5-year stretch or whatever for Bradley Beal. I don't know. I don't know where the right fit is for him. But he's a capable scorer.
Yeah.
He's not a chucker. He doesn't shoot a bunch of trash. Like, Bradley Beal is a good scorer.
I agree.
But that's never that, as we know, as I feel like this is more basketball fans than sports fans. As every basketball fan, that's not how you're judged anymore. You're not judged on 17 points or decline or whether you could shoot or not. You're judged by the fact you make $53.6 million. And you got a player option for the 26-27 season at $57.1 million. Mm-hmm. That's what it boils down to.
He's only going to finish his career with one All-NBA team, which was third team. I don't know about his All-Star game situation.
I think three. I think.
And he's going to finish his career with $430 million.
Right time, right place for a lot of that. You know,
well, they thought that Wall-Beal pairing was the one.
And that was
them two brothers hated each other.
Jeez.
Them dudes did not like each other.
You know what I find more I talk to people, more I hear things or whatever? It is kind of rare to find a group of people that like each other in the NBA. Like like the Pacers seem like they're all locked in. They all ride with each other. Feels like in OKC as well. It was like that's the exception, not the rule in the NBA. More times than not, you're going to get some type of bickering.
Do you think Tatum and Brown have beef? Or not? Maybe not beef, but do you think they're co-workers or friends?
I think they're co-workers. And that's okay, too. What do you think, Jesse?
I think they're friends. I think a lot of their relationship is a bunch of fan fiction. If you look, like, their families... Jalen Brown's brother, I think, was watching Jason Tatum's kid at one point. Stuff like that. Like, they might not be best buddies or anything like that. Like, oh yeah, Jason, what are you doing? Blah blah blah. But they're closer to being like close friends than how the NBA talks about them. I think.
When you get a group of guys together that really.
But to be clear, I don't think Wall and Beal were just coworkers. I don't think they liked each other.
That was pretty like out there too.
I don't think they got along. I think John Wall was a hard person to get along with when he was in Washington. That might have changed a little bit later, maybe in Houston. But in Washington, I don't think he was the easiest person to work with.
Not this is also rare. When you get a guy like that, like John Wall, who was drafted to be the franchise, achieves some of that success.
Yeah.
It takes a certain individual not to sit up on your perch and think that you're better and you run things and all this other stuff. I think that is probably what the way Wall went about things is probably more typical of guys, young guys who come in as quote unquote the franchise as opposed to Steph Curry, Tim Duncan, who they are the franchise, but they don't act like that. They look to include others and not separate themselves from the group. by saying, I'm great, these are my teammates, as opposed to we're all a team.
Jeremy Lin had a 2-week run and Melo was sick to his stomach.
Well,
him? Under,
yeah, I mean, that guy? Come on, they were going to give him $23 million. Come on.
No, Lin's sanity is the craziest thing of all time, bro.
I don't know,
people still talk about it. Like, you can watch NBA players talk about it. I don't remember which podcast it was, but they still talk about it like, damn, that was like a moment. Remember?
That was a moment.
Could you
crazy.
Explain Lin's sanity to Reese and it makes sense?
No.
Like, there was kids at my high school wearing Jeremy Lin jerseys. That's facts.
It was like 3 weeks max.
Yes, and like, people had Jeremy Lin jerseys, bro.
Oh, man, I got to see some. Hopefully I can get to this in time and it's not bad radio.
Y'all want to, well, while you're looking.
Oh. Yeah, Jeremy Lin?
Anybody in? Y'all want
to, y'all
in?
Jeremy Lin, yeah, Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin.
Need to find a whiteboard.
Lin's sanity. His NBA career, believe it or not, lasted 10 years. 10 years. For Jeremy Lin, his peak earnings came in the 2014 season as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. He earned $14.8 million. Again, $14.8 million for Jeremy Lin, who I don't... Was he undrafted?
Yeah, he had to have been.
Undrafted out of Harvard, huh?
10 years in the league for the undrafted creator of Lin's sanity. 10 years with peak earnings of $14.8 million in the year 2014.
Did he finish that contract with the Lakers? Is that allowed to be asked?
He finished that contract with nobody.
That is not allowed.
No,
to be
he did. He
just for the record.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Who runs this league?
The champ.
Abe is not here right now.
Are we coming up towards the end of the season?
Oh yeah. When is the end of the season?
It feels like it's around.
I think it's in August.
Is it August? Yeah, probably. So, well, I was like, isn't it around?
I think I
the
have
start the, of the NBA.
Let me
season?
Find the scoreboard. Here's last year. Oh, season. Okay, look. This is August 1st. So the season ends August 1st. We're going to have to start cranking out some games here for Kenny to come back. Okay, so one more
time.
How many
times did we have to cook the books for Kenny?
How many games did we have last year?
Enough for me to lose 13 in a row, I think. Oh,
a lot more than we have this year.
Jesse was the A's.
I got to play in Sacramento.
I'm going to have to figure out how to make this...
If I was
work,
playing with the
sure.
possums, it'd be better.
All right. One more time. 10 years for Jeremy Lin. $14.8 million. Career earnings are... Jesse goes with $56
million. That's $78 million. I said 88 first.
Little shenanigans.
I went to 78.
That's 78. An 88.
I'm telling you, it's 78.
The top left corner of that number connects with the bottom right corner.
It used to be 88 when I first started. I said, no, 78. I'm telling you, it's 78.
That's an 8 with a bold mark in it.
Look here. $78 million.
And now he's changing it. Wow.
$78 million.
It didn't matter if it was 78 or 88.
Oh, what the hell?
$65,750,412. Jesse Tapia.
No streak this time, boys.
With another
no streak this
victory.
Time.
About time you got one.
We're running away with it.
His ninth victory of the season.
What's
Kenny.
How many I got?
Four.
Yes, I'm good. No need to panic. Don't need to panic.
We're just taking it one game at a time.
We got plenty of games coming up, and this is the time when I start heating up.
Season's about over.
Believe that. We got 2 months.
Well, we do have 2 months.
Where?
That's when I start cooking.
At some point, Abe's got to bring the Money in the Bank briefcase
in. Bring whatever you want. He's not the champ, so he can do whatever he got.
Actually,
he got the
Abe is the worst part time champion of all time.
Abe got the heavyweight championship of the world. Abe, he got the big gold one. He got that. That ain't the one.
Abe is the reason. Abe is like when Triple H just created another title. Like,
do you remember that Money in the Bank where I think it was Mustafa Ali was out there and he's about to grab it, and then Brock Lesnar just shows up and wins and gets that was Abe that one time. Yeah. If we're being real.
Well, no, Abe is Yokozuna. Like, Abe just came out, challenged.
He still hadn't finished it.
Kenny's Yokozuna. He
I told him, get out there. Get out there.
Hulk Hogan, puts his you know, hand to the ear, and we cheered Abe along.
Did you see the part where they were talking about the black eye?
Yeah.
Come on, Hulk. All right, bro. I don't even know how that happened.
He said it was the jet.
Yeah, I don't even know how that happened. Come on, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.